Losing weight through surgery, it's like learning how to fly a plane by watching a YouTube video. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is very simple. When people lose weight by doing surgery, yes, if it feels amazing. It's definitely more costly, more expensive, you know, but sometimes people don't have the patience because they've been trying for quite some time to lose weight, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, even 100 pounds. And I get it. Sometimes losing weight, people need to lose weight. If you carry an extra weight, the problem is how you lose the weight that is going to create an impact in your life, whether it's for good or for bad. And so losing weight through surgery, what happens is you haven't learned the lesson, meaning mentally and emotionally, psychologically, you haven't really fixed the problem. Just because you lose the weight, you go for surgery and they shrink your stomach and now you are not able to eat as much as you used to, it's just a matter of time, okay? And if you don't believe me, ask the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that actually went for surgery. And what happened was, they looked great, they lost a lot of weight, and the reason why they lost a lot of weight is because obviously they weren't able to eat as much as they were used to it. And so what happens is, at that point, you know, they're not hungry, and the reason why they're not hungry is because they fall, and the reason why they fall is because the stomach is smaller. And you know, but you can do this without spending thousands of dollars into surgery. And yes, it's a difficult 100%. You're definitely gonna have to put everything into it. You gotta put, obviously, your mind, heart, and soul into literally, you know, going into a caloric deficit. And it's not easy. So yes, paying to get the surgery done, it's a lot easier than starving. And what I mean by starving, I really don't think people need to starve to lose weight. All my clients, the one thing that I tell them, I don't want you to be hungry. I don't want you to starve. I don't even want you to deprive yourself from good things. And when I mean good things, I'm talking about bad things. You know, the things that makes us fat. Donuts, ice cream, chips, soda, you name it. You know, all I tell my clients is to make sure they actually do everything in moderation. So I use a technique called the 5-2 formula. And the 5-2 formula is telling people, can you eat as clean as you can? Doesn't have to be perfect, but as clean as you can, 5 days a week, and the other 2 days a week, you can eat whatever you want. You know, obviously, if you're trying to lose weight, don't go in those 2 days and destroy what you did in the past five. The beauty with the 5-2 formula is that you can actually put those 2 days whatever you want. If you want to eat clean Monday and Tuesday and screw up on Wednesday, you can do that. And then eat clean again Thursday and Friday and screw up again on Saturday and then eat again, you know. So you can put those 2 days anywhere you want. And so let's pretend you're doing something and you got some sort of celebration Saturday and Sunday. Well, eat clean from Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday, you eat whatever you want. If you have some shit going on a Thursday night, well, eat good X amount of days. And Thursday, you know, it's going to be one of the 2 days that you can actually eat whatever you want. So the 5-2 formula is amazing, it's flexible, and it works for a lot of people. The next thing I can tell you works amazing is doing intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting is great. Perhaps you should start with a 12-12. 12-hour window where you can eat whatever, let me rephrase that, where you can eat and 12 hours where you don't eat. You know, that's why it's called intermittent fasting. It is not the best one, but it's the easiest one to start with. Eventually, you want to graduate to literally 16-8, where 16 hours of the day, you don't really eat anything. You just, you know, it's just liquids, fluid. And so you can have your coffee, you know, you can have, you know, water, whatever, but you're not allowed to eat anything and put those extra calories. And what happens is your body relies heavily on supporting itself. And by doing that, your body's going to start attacking the fat first. And so it's a great technique. It's a great way to actually lose weight even faster without really having to do much. Obviously, by adding exercise, you are actually expediting the process. So between a good nutrition, following the 5-2 formula, which you can eat clean for 5 days and eat whatever the hell you want in 2 days without overdoing it, between doing the intermittent fasting where you start with a 12-12, 12 hours where you eat, you know, normal, whatever meals you can put in and whatever, you know, eat only when you're hungry, and 12 hours where you're not allowed to touch anything. And then switch that slowly between 16 and 8. 16 hours, you don't do much, which half that time you're going to be sleeping anyways. And so the only window of opportunity to eat will be 8 hours. Most people, what they do is they stop eating the night before around 8 p.m. and they don't eat the next day until 12. And so that's 16 hours. And then from 12 noon till 8 p.m., that's your window to eat. If it gets to 8 o'clock and you haven't eaten anything or you skipped a meal, well, it's on you. And so it keeps you accountable, but it's a good way to like do some intermittent fasting where you can see great results. And so again, Surgery is not going to teach you distance because you just went the fast route. Yeah, did it cost more than actually hiring a personal trainer? Yes. Did it hurt more? I don't know. I mean, some people think that training hurts a lot. I would think going for surgery has got to fucking hurt too. So again, you got to choose your poison. You got to choose which type of pain do you want. But at the end of the day, doing it naturally and doing it, you know, in a slower manner, I guess, I think is the best solution, just because you're learning how to do it. Number one, you're learning how to lose the weight, and more importantly, you're learning how to keep the weight off. Versus when you go for surgery, a lot of people, they, as soon as they finish surgery, about a week or two, they go back to being themselves and nothing has changed. You know, the diet is the same. The only difference is they cannot eat as much. The lifestyle is the same. So guess what? It's just a matter of time before that stomach enlarges again, stretches again, and you're going back to eating like a killer whale. And then by then you already did the surgery, you look great, and then you went got fat again, and you don't know how to lose the weight because the only way you did it was through surgery. You never learned absolutely anything. And so the benefits of learning how to lose weight through work, through workouts, through nutrition, through all these different techniques that we apply, through that we give our clients, is that it's an education. You will never, ever, 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 unless you're fucking lazy, you will never gain the weight again, because you're gonna be so aware doing certain things, will, you know, you will end up gaining weight. The next thing is, once you get that information, as I call it, education, once you get educated into losing weight and understanding what works and what is the best techniques and what are the best exercises, which that's another topic. You know, not every exercise is the same. You know, me doing push-ups is not the same as me doing jumping jacks. Somebody doing jumping jacks is burning a lot of calories, but it's not building strength. Somebody doing burpees is doing calories and strength. And no, so clearly burpees is a superior exercise, more so than push-ups alone, or more so than just jumping jacks alone. And so, and burpees is just the one idea, one example. And the reason why I mentioned burpees is because everybody hates them, but everybody knows what they are. But at the same time, there are tons and tons and tons of different compound exercises. And what is a compound exercise? A compound exercise is an exercise that requires two or more muscles involved in the exercise. And that's what turns it into a compound exercise. So if you do bicep curls, that's just a regular exercise, just a single, you know, muscle exercise. If you just do squats, well, squats is just one, you know, it's only targeting one area. But if you do squats with bicep curls, that becomes a compact exercise because you are now incorporating, you know, a few muscles involved in the same motion. And so that's a compound exercise. So I don't know if you guys find any value in this video that I'm making for you guys, trying to explain things to you, you know, in a way where everybody can understand it. And if you do, and if you're watching this through YouTube, if you're watching me live on YouTube, just watching me, then please press like and subscribe. So hopefully you guys can continue getting videos like this if they are of any interest to you. And if you're in my podcast listening to this video, please sign up for the podcast, because I will make videos like this that are not that crazy long. I'm not going to give you a 45-minute long video. I know most people like to hear this on their way to work. So this could be a good thing for you guys, because it's going to be 10 minutes or less, maybe the most 15 minutes, depending on 15 minutes is it, depending on, again, on the content that I want to provide for you guys. And so right now we're about 8 minutes and 30 seconds so far. And let's see how much more it's going to take me for me to send this message across and to, again, help you understand that, yes, surgery could be the quick fix, but it's ultimately not going to be the fix, because you have not learned how to lose weight naturally on your own. And understand that by doing a good nutrition program, not starving, by exercising and doing compound exercises will expedite the process. And there's things that you can do to even make it even better, you know. So do I do cardio or do I do strength? And the thing is, the combination of both is important. Strength is badass, and most people don't know how to do it. And that's when you have to hire a personal trainer. And the way you got to do this is think about an education. You are paying for an education. How long can I rent a personal trainer for? Can you rent a personal trainer for rent? I don't know why I said rent, but can you hire a personal trainer, let's say, for a year? And in 1 year, you spend a couple thousand dollars, you know, a few thousand dollars, but then you know you're done. You did it, you learned how to do it, and you can always do it again and again and again every single time that you feel you gain some weight. But more importantly, now you have that knowledge that you can actually go and help somebody else, perhaps your son, perhaps your spouse, perhaps someone in your family, perhaps a friend. And so that knowledge is unbelievable, because you only pay for it once, but it will stay with you for the rest of your lives. And that's pretty much it, guys. So once again, the title of this podcast is losing weight through surgery is like learning how to fly the plane through a YouTube video. It's just not gonna happen. It is not the most efficient way to do it. It is not the safest way to do it either. And even if you just do it with a professional doctor and you go for the surgery and the sleeve and this and that, guys, I promise you, you're not learning absolutely anything from taking that route. So remember that. Does it take a little more extra effort to do it in by doing it the traditional way, which is exercising and watching what you eat? Yes, 100%. Is it slower than a surgery? 100%. Which one would last longer? So the question is not which one is better, even though I already gave you the reasons why doing it the traditional way is better than just going for surgery. But at the same time, you got to look at everything, the pros and the cons, and then money-wise. Some of the surgeries can cost you, guys, I don't know, I've never done it, and some of the surgeries can easily probably cost you anywhere between $5,000 to maybe $15,000. I really don't know, but I know you're not learning absolutely anything. And what happens when you get fat 2 years from now? You're gonna keep spending that money, you're gonna keep doing surgeries. Or how about you hire a personal trainer, which the average personal trainer is anywhere between $75 to $100 per hour, some are even $150 per hour. But what I'm saying is, you hire someone twice a week, you know, at $75, that's $150, you know, and yes, it's gonna cost you $150 a month, a week. And then you multiply that times 4 weeks, it's $600. And $600 times 12 is gonna cost you, obviously, about $7,200. And some people will say that's a lot of money, but you're not coming up with it all that front. You're just paying $600. So for $600 a month, you can start seeing amazing results. And again, it's an education that can last a lifetime, that can help you forever. Every time you put your guard down, as you're getting older, will you realize, hey, you know what? I need to switch my workouts, because guess what? They're not working out for me anymore. They're not working for me anymore. What happens as you get older? You definitely, for sure, 100%, you want to rely heavily on strength training. And when I say rely heavily, I'm not saying you got to go and deadlift, you know, 450 pounds and bench press 275. That's not the heavy stuff I'm talking about. All you guys got to do is honestly just incorporate more strength training to your life, and that can be done with light weights, lots of reps. So it's all these different techniques that you guys can learn if you guys just put your money where it actually counts, you know. So for $7,200, you can actually hire somebody for an entire year and not come up with the money all up front. All you need is $150 a week, and then you can keep doing that for a year. In 1 year, you're gonna look amazing, number one. And number two, you're actually gonna realize that you now know how to do this, and you'll never have to spend a dime doing this anymore. And you can actually help people because they've seen you do it, and they've seen where you were, and they see where you are now. And clearly, you are someone that knows what the fuck you're talking about, because guess what? It's like going to college and learn a trade, and you talk about it. Well, you know what the fuck you're talking about. You pay for an education, and hopefully if the education was good, then you can show through your work or when you talk to someone and you talk about it. And so same thing happens with when it comes to personal training. We're talking about workouts, talking about compound exercises, talking about traditional exercises, talking about nutrition, talking about all these little different formulas, you know, the 5-2 formula, what's intermittent fasting, why should I drink more water, and why should I, you know, eat protein, more protein than carbs, how many grams of protein should I be consuming per day, and how many grams of carbs should I be consuming per day. You know, all that information can be learned in literally 12 months. 12 months from now, listen, $7,200, I don't think it's a lot of money, especially when you don't have to come up with it all up front. So you just got to worry about coming up with $600 every month, right? And after that, things is gonna start happening for you. That's when the magic shows up. You start losing the weight, you're happy, you're in a better place, and you're learning tons and tons of good information that once again will help you, and it will help anyone you know in the near future, or whenever they need it for, whenever they need it. So that is it, guys. That's my power talk of the day. Once again, I'm gonna repeat it again. Do not do surgery, and do not stop looking for the shortcuts and the quick fixes. They don't fucking work. They only work temporarily. They are not there to, those results are not gonna be permanent. They're just temporarily. So again, stop paying a shitload of money for something that is only temporary. Temporarily, guys, can't even speak anymore. And that's pretty much it, guys. I am actually in beautiful Cancun, Mexico, in an amazing, amazing place, having a great time. And once again, my job, my commitment to you guys is to always provide you with good content and educate you, educate you when it comes to making better decisions so you can be healthier and lose the unhealthy weight. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a wonderful time. Next podcast will come next week. And then that's it. Until next time. See ya.